Blog Talk Radio.
Consulting and Construction Services, and the director of SFJ Family Services at sfjfamilieservices.org. Please help. You know, 2020 is all about getting our shit together, okay? I don't know if you know, and I don't know if it's just happened in your life, but 2020, because I follow the astrology, the stars, you know, I'm with the Jesus, but I'm also with the stars, okay? So 2020 is all about new beginnings, new starts, letting go of old shit, stuff you thought you'd never let go of, you letting go. So we getting ready to let go of a president. Now, you know, being black, you know, I know. You know, we got very little control of anything other than what happens in our household. And let the popos come, okay? Nigga, you ain't got control of that. Okay, don't let them niggas in your house. They do not have to come into your house. Okay, ask them what they would like. Do not let them in your house. Anyway, but this Donald Trump shit is just, it's amazing to me, but it's not amazing to me. You know, and I went to Walmart today, you know, and I get to talking to the right black person, okay? And we click, and we start talking about how, woo, a lot of shit. So if you want to call in, please, I need you to call in, show me some love, tell me what you think, and call on time. Everybody's listening after the fact. Can you call on time? Black people business. Black people business is always late business. I love black people. I'm black. You know, I was brought here to be black, just like you, okay? And just like I was preaching to the lady in Walmart. So if you want to call in, please do so at 563-999-3011, and I'd be happy to talk to you about this Donald Trump stupid shit. You know, only in America, okay, black people? So I need you to be like me, because half of y'all, you know, you worried about your kids, your son getting shot. You know, is your check going to be on time? Is your boss tripping because your kid got sick twice this month? And they might let your black ass go. Something stupid. You ain't worried about Donald Trump and this shit. But God got your back. Okay, because I get to watch this shit all day long while I work. I'm working. I got a job. It just happens to be my business. But I got a job. You know, so I get to listen to this shit all day. And it's just amazing to me, being a black woman, being a black person in America. You know, oh my God, you know, it's like everybody been saying since this nigga got elected, oh, if this was Barack Obama. Barack Obama would have been hung, Michelle would have been hung all on the trees at the White House. If they would have pulled some shit like this. So this is amazing to me to watch. And so I think about shit when it comes to our country and the way we treat it and shit. I think about that in a whole different kind of perspective. Because, you know, black people, little do you know, or you do know, we don't have no power over none of this shit that's happening right now. We can't do nothing right now. We then got five niggas in that room that they in, right now. Although Hakeem Jeffries is my nigga, because if you don't know, now you know. Only a bro can come at you like that. That's why we need more black people and definitely more women. Because a woman ain't going to be doing stupid shit. That's just not what we do. Our thing is about nurturing. Okay. So black people, white people in America, this shit amazes me. Because, you know, us being black, we got to pay for shit we did and shit we didn't do. So for this dude to be able to just get away with this stuff and see, and this is how Rome was law, whatever, democracy, this is how democracies get lost. Because people like these Republicans, I mean, I swear to Bob, they should never, ever, nobody should ever vote in a Republican. Just like I was telling the lady, you know, at Walmart, you know what? And this is how I feel as a black person that loves being black and also loves America and the things that America has been able to provide for me as a black person and everyone that's willing to come and try to say, hey, I'm not gonna walk and live according to this fucking stereotype that you got for me. That's all America is. Am I going to live according to this fucked up stereotype you got for me? And the most fucked up, the nigga with the most fucked up stereotype is a black person. Okay? It's you, nigga. So, fucked up stereotype. Okay, that's us. So, for us as black people to see this travesty, this motherfucker, I mean, and for his motherfuckers to try to present it in a way like everybody is stupid, like everybody watches Fox News, nigga, no, they don't, you know. So me as a black person, knowing, and that's why I'm so mad at Barack Obama, because he made so many racists in this country mad just by being president. He held more white people than he did us, but he just made the racists so mad. So when Donald Trump came along, he was they nigga, man. And so these Republicans, their whole goal is they know they'll never have enough votes if they do it fair. Da 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 da. They lose and they lose and they lose it. So all they can do with a Donald Trump type motherfucker is fill the courts up with these racist motherfuckers. So if your nigga ass do gotta go to court one day, hey, we got a KKK great grandson, nigga, you going down. See, that's all they can do. Because they can't do anything fair. That's why Donald Trump need Ukraine, China, shit, everybody. Biden, nigga, I need dirt on Biden. This is some shit, see. And when I'm looking at it, see, the thing is, why, you know, white people go crazy and they willing to tell the truth about shit now. See, white people been bullshitting everybody else since America was invented. They've been telling each other, you know, they've been telling each other what's up. And bending the rest of us over with no Vaseline. Okay? So amongst, like, I watch American Greed. I'm like, where are these motherfuckers with all these schemes, man? I could have made me a couple, because once I made my $50,000, I wouldn't have gave it to Larson's motherfucking nothing else. No, they just tell their white people. They don't tell your nigga ass, because God forbid you come up. And they know Asians already got it locked. Do you ever hear, that's why, fuck America, do you ever hear white people saying how much more money the Asians make than them? No, they just say how much everybody else is fucked up under them. Asians do, the Asian mentality I love, because it's all about coming to America, making that money, helping each other, keeping it in the circle. So I hope before I die, I'm able to implant that Asian mentality into a nigga. that. So I think about, let's go back to Donald Trump and what's going on right now. Because, you know, white people just up in arms, right? You know, you got your Hakeem Jeffries and shit. But that one nigga from what, South Carolina, he hiding somewhere. I don't even know how he live with himself on the Republican side. Whew! Anyway, if I think about these white people and this Donald Trump shit, see, they've been bullshitting everybody else but telling each other the truth about what's up with America. See, here come Donald Trump and say, look, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do out loud what all y'all motherfuckers been doing privately. And so, oh, we got to stop him. We got to stop him. He got to stop. We got to stop him. You know? And shame on Republicans. And America did not vote in Donald Trump. Russia voted in Donald Trump, just like they're trying to do today. Simple fact that I'm getting new friends on Facebook, right? Election season, right? Because they're trying to influence y'all dumbass niggas out there on Facebook 24/7. And my thing, I went through my private shit. You can only recommend, I can only get friends recommended through existing friends. Because I look up this nigga just because they got dreadlocks, right? Russia think they want to be my friend so they can start fishing me some, Bernie's bad, Elizabeth is bad, everybody's bad, don't vote here, vote at this. They did that in 16. So, black people know now. Because we got out there and changed the motherfucking house, right? Black women, black people, we know now. This ain't going to happen again. So, this Donald Trump impeachment shit, I'm like, black people, like, don't y'all go to church? Republicans, don't you give a God, oh my God. Go, hey, do me a favor, Republican, the party of Lincoln. Why don't you go and go pray to that God that you was beating into every nigga so we would listen to you how many 400 plus years ago, because y'all have lost that God. These motherfuckers just lying. And they lying for Donald Trump, though. And so my philosophy behind everybody from Lindsey Graham, and here's my shit on Lindsey Graham. And I, you know, there's some shit finna go down over the next couple of weeks, let me tell you. Here's my shit on Lindsey Graham, because nobody changes their mind that fast. From, look at the Lindsey Graham of 3 years ago and that sweet little Georgia, South Carolina peach today. He loved Donald Trump today. I'm like, how do you go from that to this? My philosophy, and I'm going to hold on to it, and I'm going to bet a nigga $100. My philosophy is that Donald Trump is in bed with the Russians. The Russians obviously can hack anything at any time, anybody, whatever. My opinion is that they got some shit on Lindsey Graham. If Lindsey Graham ain't gay, I ain't gay. And I know. And I had to come out the closet too. It's painful. But I'm sorry. Any grown-ass man that don't have kids and a daughter and a son, or somewhere, even by mistake, you're gay. I'm sorry. That's the problem with the fucking Republican Party. They not truthful, even to themselves. So they hired this nigga Donald Trump because he's so good. So now Donald Trump has even made evangelical Christians look like evil devils. It's just funny. Let any of this shit be a black person. Barack Obama, Malia, Tasha, all of them would have been hung right on. Oh my God, that's the Constitution. So, like me and the black lady at Walmart was talking about. Because, you know, I'm the youngest of us here. Like I say, we all got talking points, but mine always end up on my mama and daddy. we know, proud black people know, people that study their history, love their blackness, love their whatever, try to understand some part of Africa. Try to understand a place that you don't have no connection to. You don't have no, you don't even know what kind of food you're supposed to be eating because the niggas took you from there, and then they put you in nigga boot camp for three months and made you forget all about your African culture. So you don't really know about nothing African. Like, Jews know about whatever it is to be Jewish, right? And the Mexicans know about being Mexican, and little Taiwanese know how to be Taiwanese when they come here, and everybody can, you know, make communities and sell the shit for, you get an African store, shit, I don't know what to put in it, nigga, nigga, shit, I don't know, nigga, I'm an African from South Central, I don't know, but what I do know is that this African blood somewhere before, thank God, 1964, thank God, bless the ground that all my generations come from, because my dad was adopted. That's how he became a Johnson. His last name was Ore, O-R-E, from what I understand. I don't even know. He died before I was smart enough to ask a fucking question. Okay? So I don't know. But what I do know is that they taught me, mother and father, that I should be very, very proud to be black. I should be very, very proud to whatever part of Africa you want to claim, bitch, you better be proud, because there'd be no capital U dot capital S dot without little U, little S, black. So for this shit to be going on, you know, America is just like everything in your face, nigga, everything in your face, everything in your face. Since 1964, I'm going to put it all in your face. I'm going to kill all your leaders in your face. It's all in your face. I'm going to kill your leaders in your face. I'm going to bring up all these other races of people in your face. I'm going to mix all of the rights that 13, 14, and 15, which we didn't really discuss in detail, which we will when we talk about, when we get into Black History in February. All that 14, I'm going to apply all that 14, 15 shit to everybody but you, nigga. So for us to sit here and watch black people, I mean me, you know, lady at Walmart, and I didn't even get to my passionate, like, soliloquy while I'm buying the curtain rods and what else did I buy? Shit, I don't know. Clean the bathtub. But when I come back, I'm going to tell you. Because being so proud is so black. I'm bragging, I'm proud. Say it loud, right, nigga? Say it loud, motherfucker. And then we sit here and watch Donald Trump take America. The America I know my daddy went to war for. And generations that I don't even want to think about fucking tilled the soil and picked the cotton and shit. And then we get these entitled ass motherfuckers come over here and just say, take it, nigga. Here, the last nigga, Andrew Johnson, he got impeached because he tried to make niggas slaves again after they killed our boy. Here come this nigga. And so my impassioned soliloquy at Walmart in the Thomas, and she was feeling me. I'm like, yeah, everybody black that's old feel me with this shit. Don't. We built this country, nigga. There'd be no capital U, period, capital S, period, without little U, little S, the niggas that get the last of the last of the every motherfucking thing. So we're going to take a little break and have a slow rollout while I go. I'm not wearing an astronaut diaper like my members of Congress, so I got to take a break. We'll be right back. damn impeachment. Only thing that old frown face McConnell get up to say is, I'm on table. Table. Hey, this is America we have. Okay, this is America I love. And I think about my blackness, and I'm talking to the lady today. You know, the only reason why you know you from Africa is that your skin is brown. That's it. Oh, I know I'm from Africa, mine, that's Jamaican. See, can't even do African because I don't know what they sound like. So, you know, we the native motherfuckers, right? If you are, born here, and your grandma was born here, and your great-grandma was born here, and you, however many generations, old niggas made me. So it probably wasn't but, like, maybe three or four. Great-great-grandmama was probably a slave. Okay? So, boop, boop, boop. This our country that we letting these white people totally break apart. And so now, you know me, I'm so strong in, and they say as you get in your 50s, you start to love your country more. And I do, and I love my country because I'm a rare nigga where I've been able to make a living basically on the American dream. Now, if I would have just concentrated on me more than everybody else, see, I could have three or four houses by now, but, you know, my goal was always to make the people around me feel comfortable. And so that always left me last. And so now I've changed all that 2020, all that good shit, but, you know, black people, you got to understand, this is your country that these white people are fucking up. I mean, it is your country. You, your ancestors built this bitch. They benefited from it and then got the nerve to tell you that you can't get reparations when every other race of people that they've wronged or have been wronged by some country, if not America, they've given them something. So understand that you are unique. You are unique in your blackness in that. And we're going to follow this tomorrow. And, you know, we talk about the nonsense tomorrow, you know. And I personally feel I'm going to miss Cleo on your ass. But over these next couple of days, there's going to be something so outstanding that pops out that here, you know, keep your facade up, Republican. But here's some more shit that you didn't know about, that the American people know about. And so when I'm talking to the black lady at Walmart, I said, look, this is our country. We built this country. God knows that. God knows that, and God is real. Karma is real. You reap what you sow. Our people, our black people, sowed for another motherfucker, for another motherfucker, for another motherfucker, for another motherfucker, and they didn't give a fuck. They still don't give a fuck, and they don't give a fuck so much that they'll kill your kid. They'll kill you. They'll kill your kid. They'll make up shit about you. They'll make you look so bad. They'll raise everybody up above you. God don't agree with that. God is not a man. And God is not a man that he would lie. The promises of God are true. And what I hope and what I told the lady in Walmart, hey, I'm the last of my righteous upstanding, like everything, you know, with mommy and daddy, upstanding black people that dealt with being humiliated and disrespected just because of their skin, not because of their character or the content of who they were as individuals. I expect to be fully compensated for my mom and my daddy. And Donald Trump just may be the motherfucker to bring it come to pass. Black people, live long enough. Just live, nigga. Because God is real. You, nigga, your grandmama, your great-great-grandmama, your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma, the niggas you don't even know. A culture you can't even fucking relate to. That's why we get so mad when an African come over here. They even let an African do better than a native African. God ain't going to leave you behind. America can't leave you out. He just can't. That's not how it works. You reap what you sow. Our people sowed and they 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 was raped and they was taken and they was everything. Africa's still being robbed. Nigga, you better understand what I'm talking about and put it in your head. And if you can't think about that for you, think about it for your grandkids. I think about it for my three every day. The grandma won't get it before them. Because we sowed, sowed, and we sowed. And we ain't never reaped that shit. I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow. bro. Hey, bro. God counts tears, bro. And I know because I've shed quite a few for different reasons. And God said, I got you. God counts tears, bro. God counts tears. And if you to 2020 to understand there was some tears shed, nigga. You being here, it was tears shed for centuries. You don't know nothing about. God counted every one of those tears. And I think he had to make Donald Trump president for it all to fall for you to finally get what's owed to you. God counts the tears. All we've ever done is so and so and so. It's time for a nigga to reap.